You're listening to a conversation recorded at the East Conference 2024 in Hot Springs, Arkansas. Enjoy the show.
Hey, welcome back to EastCon 2024. We have our next guest in the seat. We're going to let them tell us who they are, first names, and where their school, what school they're from. Boy, I had a little
something. They're going to tell us something.
So here we go.
My name's Baxley, and I'm from Wynn Junior High.
My name is Reese, and I'm also from Wynn Junior High.
Awesome. So tell us about your experience here at East. What are you guys, what's your big thing? What's your big projects?
So our big projects would be the tornado story map, because we had a massive, devastating tornado come through our town almost a year ago.
Yeah.
And so we have definitely based a good amount of projects off of that, because it's just the perfect opportunity to get our community closer together and to open up a lot of doors for East, and just use that tragedy in the best way possible. And so we do the tornado story map, the distribution center tornado documentary, we did cross county chamber recap video, and then we also did a disc golf course for the Wynn Complex Center.
And then we have the drug-free radio ads for Cross Ridge Community Hospital and small business commercials.
Oh, cool.
Yes.
Cool. So that's a lot of projects.
That's a lot of projects. Mm-hmm. You guys have a lot going on.
So how many students are in your East program? Approximately.
Like, we've got a good amount. I'd say, like, there's about 20 people each class.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome.
There's 8 periods.
Oh, yeah. So you guys got a good 100 easy.
Yes. Yeah.
Easy. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. So any specific ones you guys work on? Are you sure you don't work on all those projects?
Yeah. So I don't work on any of the ones that we brought, but I've worked on ones that we've brought in the past. Like, I made a Wynn community app and worked on building some websites.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. I have a project right now. We didn't take it to conference, but it's called Movies by the Slash. So after our tornado, you know, there's not really any more activities to do. So me and some of my team members, Kennedy and Briley, we decided to do a movie night. It's downtown, and we have a once a night movie at the downtown splash pad.
That's really cool.
That's very cool.
We were just talking to some other students from Batesville. And they were talking about, you know, getting kids back into school, because everybody's kind of, after the pandemic, you know, after all this, it's just kind of hard to get people active again, to come to events. Mm-hmm. And it's really hard, like you said, you guys had a massive tornado.
Yeah.
And part of the high school was, you know.
Yeah, all the high school just demolished.
Yeah, we came up there once for a playoff game. So I have family that lived up there.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But that's really interesting that you've created that community event. That's very cool. And the app is also. So don't you find yourself, what do you like most about doing this kind of stuff? The community elements? Do you think that's a lot more fun for local, because you get to see it happen?
Definitely. Just being more involved in the community, especially meeting people in the community, and it opens doors for the future. And you just learn a lot. You learn through East. You learn a lot about your community than you would have thought.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's really cool. I definitely love that. And meeting people is definitely what I love most about it.
Yeah.
I would say, like, the teamwork that we put into it really just revolves around the whole project and, like, how you get through it. That's one of my favorite things, and I love my little group. So shout out to them. Love them.
So
are you the leader of the group?
The project, and then they joined. We had some other team members, but they had to switch out at East because it was a semester thing for them.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm. That happens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are you the lead on a project where you've got folks?
I've been the lead on a project.
Mm-hmm.
She's also our ambassador of East.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah, she's like our head honcho. Yeah.
And Reese is our social media manager.
Oh.
So we've got some good leaders at conference.
That's why you guys are so gung-ho. I like that.
Right.
Yeah. I tell you, that's the best thing. And you'll learn when you meet people here, everybody has the same kind of charisma that you guys have, right?
Yeah.
And it's fun
really
to be around
awesome,
a lot of like people, you know, that are just like, hey, let's go get this
Which
done.
Which is hard to find, especially at like a small school like ours, and just like a close-knit group. We don't have a lot of people that are just like out there and excited to go places and do things and talk to people and stuff like this. And so we definitely, I love coming here.
Yeah.
It's so fun.
Yeah. So I guess, I mean, I bet you guys meet a whole lot of other kids from other schools.
So fun. We've already met so many people.
Here.
Yeah. We love it here. It's like definitely our element.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm. And then, so do you walk around and see what other schools are doing, and then we need to do this, we need to do that.
Yes, yeah, so we went.
So what you can't see for those who are listening is at the bottom of their name tags, you can get these stick-on badges, mm-hmm. and their badges are like 4 miles long.
Yeah,
they've got stickers for
everything. Did you bring some of those with you? No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, that's right. We've been going. We go around a booth, and they give us a project pitch, and we listen, and we ask questions, and then they give us a ribbon. But we went to Paragold. We listened to like 3 or 4 of their projects, and they have some really good projects going. And so it definitely gets our ideas flowing, especially after like all year, like all the projects are kind of closing up, finishing up. But then you get all these new ideas and all these new perspectives, and so it's really cool with giving ideas for next year, especially.
Yeah.
Anything really here that's really stood? Did you guys go to the Fusion dance party?
Yes.
Was it cool?
So much fun.
Yes. That's cool.
It was cool. That's where we met a good amount of people. So we've already met a lot of people. It's mm-hmm. really fun.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Really mm-hmm. That's awesome. So what do you think will be your biggest takeaway that's going to be the first thing right now? Because it's going to change, because today you're going to be seeing even more booths and doing all that. Biggest takeaway you think you'll go back that'll make a big change for your East program at Wynn?
I think seeing like all the other projects and like how they use their technology and stuff, I really want to take that back and teach the people about technology and stuff like that.
Yeah, I think I'll take back a lot of motivation, seeing all the different perspectives mm-hmm. and how all those different schools work together and collaborate and work with their community in so many different ways. It's really cool to see, and so that just automatically gives everybody mm-hmm. from our program a lot of motivation to get farther out into our community and work with different people and connect with people that we usually wouldn't connect with. And so that's probably what I'll take away most.
That's really great. Anything you want to share with your Wynn folks that might listen to this back home?
We're so excited to be here, and we miss y'all, and we're going to bring back so many cool ideas.
Yes.
Awesome. Braxley, Reese, thanks for sitting down with us.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to this conversation recorded live at the 2024 East Initiative Conference in Hot Springs, Arkansas.